cars whiz past this expanse of grassy land situated across the street from a car wash, a liquor shop, and a title loans store. If you weren't looking for this lush park-like space, you might miss it. But for neighbors like Walt Harrod, it's heavenly, and it didn't used to be.
It was a house here. It was about four or five houses on this block. I'm the last house that's standing.
Harrod's outside pruning hedges along his driveway that backs up to the park. It's a bright indigo blue, he adds. He didn't pick the color.
My wife did.
Harrod's lived on this grassy expanse for more than two decades. He remembers when rows of abandoned houses and run-down rental properties lined the block all the way up to the street. But in the mid-80s, the Western Avenue Greenway Project purchased and demolished run-down homes. Six city blocks gradually became a park-like space. Volunteers built berms or soft mounds to buffer the traffic noise. Harrod says it's a more pleasant, safer place to live. He adds, without the added green space,
it wouldn't be a neighborhood anymore. I would miss it.
And Dolores Sylvester, a project volunteer, shares his sentiment.
I was here when it used just to be deteriorating houses that went straight up to the road, and driving down the street was not very pleasant. But, you know, when they did this, it has created this park-like atmosphere. I think whenever you do something like this, it just creates a feeling of, it's like everybody's town, not just the one neighborhood.
The Western Avenue Greenway doesn't receive funding from the park district or state government, so volunteers like Sylvester are out here pulling up weeds. She's joined by Sharon McBride, who lives in West Peoria. McBride says she loves how the Greenway connects communities.
It just makes a nice entrance coming in into West Peoria.
Beads of sweat collect on their foreheads on this 86-degree morning with a stifling 64% humidity. The women agree there's something this space could definitely use today. Young people. Here's McBride.
I don't want to knock the millennials, but they have to be taught that you need to go out and become involved, and I don't think that happens anymore. You always hear that everybody is so busy. Well, I raised four kids under 4 years old and did a lot of things at that time too, so I don't buy that, but that's part of my generation. So
there could be a glimmer of hope for the future, though, just a block south of where they're working. Resident Denise Wakefield is tending to a community vegetable garden, a relatively new feature of the Greenway Project.
Collard greens, tomatoes, and okra.
She lives in another house that still stands on this stretch of Western Avenue. Wakefield says she moved here 6 years ago.
I was just looking for a place to stay, and I wound up finding this, and I love it. I love it. I sit on my porch. My porch is full of plants. I just love it. Let my grandkids run around. I like the garden. As you see now, my granddaughter's in the garden. If my grandson was here, he would be in the garden. You know, it's peaceful.
Her granddaughter, Caden, is a few yards away, watering a row of cabbages. The dirt is saturated with puddles, but Caden's outfitted with forest green rubber boots that go past her knees.
And water in the garden.
Wakefield says the best part of this park is it brings together all walks of life. She enjoys sitting on her porch, just watching people go by.
Everybody, all over West Peoria, on the side of Bradley, no matter what color they are, we all live in the same neighborhood. And we all work together. We keep this area clean, and it's comfortable over here. I love it.
Wakefield and the volunteers say they hope the next generation continues the effort. I'm Cass Harrington.